What different kinds of squash are you familiar with? Make any distinctions among squash or?
We don't have squash very much.
Okay. How about, this is a vegetable, it's about the size of a cabbage, only it's white. And it has, it's not, it's about that size, but it's white in the center and has green leaves around the outside.
It's lettuce, I suppose.
Well, it's like that, except that this is, it has a white, you only eat the center. It's about the size. It isn't shaped exactly like that. It's just about that big, maybe a little larger than a cabbage. It has white leaves around it that you remove, and then you eat the white center, sometimes creamed, broken up in pieces. Boxers sometimes get this kind of an ear.
Cauliflower.
And he had a sore throat. It was difficult for him to
swallow.
And if you were unable to do something, you say, "I'm sorry, but I just
can't, cannot."
What is the negative of "he ought to"?
He should. Oh, he should. He ought not.
The contraction of "will not do it."
Won't.
Which is, okay. The bird that's associated with wisdom.
Owl.
And this is a shelled fish that crawls backwards.
Crab. Crawfish.
And does the word "varmint" mean anything to you? Varmint.
Well, it's usually associated with the youngster who is a disturber.
Okay. How about this? This is a creature that lives in trees and eats nuts. Bushy tail.
A squirrel.
What different kinds are you familiar with?
Well, there's a red squirrel, gray squirrel.
This is a small rodent-like insect, animal that lives in holes. See them? They dig small holes, maybe in your yard. And long. See them on golf courses a lot too. By the side of the roads to get up on there.
I know what you mean.